Opinion, thoughts on fascism. What is a fascist? Today's omnipresent, pervasive mind and opinion control mechanism works feverishly around the clock to muddy the waters, confuse the innocent, and undermine even the meaning of once common phrases and terminology. It's called sowing confusion, disorientating their enemy. That's you and me. It's how they roll. I was alive in an age when gay meant jolly, happy, carefree, nothing else. Today, if I say he's kind of gay, watch out. And if I'm in polite, conservative society and I decide to go out for a cigarette, I better not solemnly announce, like in the old days, that I'm going to go out to smoke a fag. In some places, that once harmless statement will really raise some eyebrows. Thus it is with the term and definition of fascism. If you go to Wikipedia, also known as Jewpedia, and you try and make what you think is a correction, you will soon discover hardened activists camped out 24/7 on the pages of important historical events, as well as the not-so-important pages. A small example. As a high time commercial helicopter pilot has flown all over the world, all kinds of weather and terrain, including 5 years flying helicopters off Tunuots in the middle of the Pacific, a high accident environment, who even wrote a safety manual for tuna helicopter pilots called Moggy's Tuna Manual, aimed at showing pilots how to stay alive and not get killed, you think I might be qualified to utter a squeak. Hell no. I was not spared the fury of some desk-bound psychic Greenpeace-type activist who knew way better all what goes on out there, who undid and cancelled all my corrections and additions, and then hotly emailed me to mind my own business, because I didn't know what I was talking about. Okay, I won't bother trying again. The same goes if you or I even tried to change or amend anything to do with fascism. If you believe the snooty superior intellect mob occupying Wikipedia, then fascists are not nice people. They may even be horrible people. This is what you will learn about fascism.
Fascism is a far-right authoritarian, ultra-nationalist political ideology and movement, characterized by a dictatorial leader, centralized autocracy, militarism, forcible suppression of opposition, belief in a natural social hierarchy, subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race, and strong regimentation of society and the economy.
This entry naturally features a photo of Hitler and Mussolini standing together, staring into the camera in an obligatory fascist-style deep scowl. Put it this way, they're not going to pop in images of Hitler posing proudly with children or stroking his dog. Small wonder, then, that today's university students at year-round campus party town use the term fascist purely as a vicious epithet, a slur, an insult. Mind, it seems these days the standards set for academic knowledge in the USA are through the basement floor anyway. I listen to people swanning around with all sorts of degrees in amazement. A master's degree in many fields these days does not even acquire half the knowledge of what was once mandatory for a bachelor's degree. Nor does it appear to acquire familiarity with basic rules of grammar. Even worse, a handy PhD these days can be yours, ghost writers' fees included, conveyor belt style, for a set fee. Then you too can swan around like the cold bitch in the White House, Mrs. Biden, the former babysitter, now babysitting the President of the USA. The label cold bitch isn't mine, that's according to her stepdaughter. You too can then proudly tell everybody, call me doctor, and glory in your presumed
far superior intelligence, and hence your absolute divine right to tell your husband to tell everybody else how to live their lives. I submit the term fascism deserves a much more careful definition, more balanced, good and bad, more accurate. We may wonder if any ideology or belief set of men anywhere at any time has ever been perfect. Mistakes are always made. It is the way of man. However, the moral bravery and often piercing insight and eloquence of men like Adolf Hitler, who was indisputably confronted with his beloved nation in Weimar ruins, who was appalled at the many injustices, who clearly saw the greedy and arch-cynical Jewish role in the abysmal exploitation of the German people, who saw their immorality, their debauchery, their love of all things perverse, who fought murderous Jewish Bolshevik communism, who faced off against the Jewish architects and financiers of the most brutal series of genocides ever inflicted on humanity, needs honouring, exploring, understanding. For while the West still sleeps, even today, the demons dance. Those terrible, planned, premeditated, soulless genocides that no American schoolchild or university student is ever taught are being planned to repeat.